I have to look, I have a halo.
So why? Huh? Mine's green. It's because my headphones, though.
Okay, well, we're live on Twitch, so it's all live, folks. All right.
Should I? Wait. What did you used to do?
The best Zoom prank. Like, oh my God, who's frozen? Okay, let's start here in three, two. What's up, geeks? What's up, nerds? What's up, weebs? It's another edition. It's the Geek Gods. Oh God, that's not how we start, do we?
I don't know. Geek Gods podcast.
Let's see.
Hi, this is the Geek Gods podcast. Thank you for listening today. This is why I don't start things. We are going to be talking about what? Who?
What's up, geeks? What's up, bees? What's up, nerds? It's the Geek Gods podcast. We are live on Twitch right now. You can follow at Who's Your Daddy 9. Thank you to Marcus Devil May Cry. Apparently, he plays Devil May Cry, who followed us 14 days ago and was asking questions.
That's what your name is?
No, that's what his name is.
No, that's what your name is.
Yeah, Who's Your Daddy 9. Yep. Who's Your Daddy 9? Who's Your Daddy 9? Mm-hmm. Number 9. Lucky number, man. So we're live on Twitch. We're talking. We're doing Geek Gods. We're doing the podcast. Seems a little loud. I'm gonna turn down just a little bit. And so we're here. You know, I am here. You can follow me on the Twitterverse at Hootran, HUUTRN Superman. And I am here. She's eating her mic. She can see herself. So now she's more mindful because she can see the camera.
Yes.
She is the Geek Goddess Eliani.
Hi.
Hi. It's 2022. I don't know about you. But
isn't that a Taylor Swift song?
That is Taylor Swift's Taylor Swift version.
Let's not ever mention
T-Swifties. The Swifties are coming in. So congratulations. Our last podcast, I think, went very well.
Yeah.
It was 8 hours long.
I was going to say, it was long.
I was like, before we started recording, I'm like, this is, because we usually kind of go long. We go an hour plus. I was like, this is probably going to hit the 2 hour mark. And that was a lot of talking. And so, So Lane Lane's going to do more of the talking this time around. So
am I? I don't know about that.
We did Spider Man last time. So Spider Man's been out for what, 3 weeks?
You know? Almost a month.
Yeah, go.
Just kidding. It's only been like
3 weeks. Two and a half weeks. So if you haven't seen Spider Man, go see Spider Man. Then go listen to the podcast because we talked about a lot. So, speaking of movies, I thought kind of a fun thing to do since this, you know, we were end of the year, start of new year type of thing. Leilani's watched like 8,000 movies this year.
I've watched, hold on, let me count.
So she's watched a lot of movies this year. I watched some. And we decided like to kind of do a list, like, and then it evolved into like kind of the best and worst things that we saw and then some other things that were in the middle. So, I'm gonna take off my jacket because I can kind of hear this swooshing around. But so, Leilani, how do you want to zip? I just say I was gonna.
I watched 36 movies.
36
that I remember.
That's like streaming and in theaters. And
most of them were in theaters.
Yeah, so,
go see all of our movies together.
I only have 12 on here, but they're the 12 that I, and one is streaming actually. I saw it and I was like, okay. So, and I'm still kind of working on what I thought the best of the year were.
Do you want me to just lift off all the movies that I've seen? And like a...
Okay, well, is your number one Spider-Man?
What?
Is your number one Spider-Man? Like, are we gonna talk about Spider-Man again? Like, my number
We'll probably talk about Spider-Man again. Yeah. Okay, I don't see how we can.
Okay,
so go ahead. Talking about the movies that came out last year.
So let's talk about the movies that you've seen in 2021.
Okay. I'm just gonna rattle them off, and then I'll... Then after we can talk about top and worse and whatever.
The top.
Okay. So I went on Wikipedia and I just looked at movies that came out in 2021. Oh my gosh, there was some that I didn't remember that came out this last year because I was like, oh my gosh, that came out this year, right? That's weird because that seems like forever ago.
Yeah. Like, she said a movie, I was like, that was 2021? Like, really? I'm like, oh, yeah. Boy, yeah.
So, movies I saw 2021. Here's just my list, just off the list I made. Promising Young Woman, Malcolm and Marie, Judas and the Black Messiah, Willy's Wonderland, I Care a Lot, Raya and the Last Dragon, Zack Snyder's Justice League, Mortal Kombat, The Mitchells versus the Machines, Inside, I'm counting that, even though it's stand-up, I still count it as a movie. Spiral, Quiet Place 2, Cruella, The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, In the Heights, Luca, Fear Street 1, 2, and 3, Black Widow, Space Jam, A New Legacy, Jungle Cruise, The Green Knights, The Suicide Squad, Free Guy, My Hero Academia, World's Mission, Candyman, Shang-Chi, Venom 2, Dune, The French Dispatch, Eternals, Tick, Tick, Boom, Ghostbusters Afterlife, Encanto, Don't Look Up, Spider-Man, No Way Home, and The Matrix, the new one. I don't remember the actual name, and I didn't write it down.
Resurrections.
I don't know.
Yep, you guys got to go through them all. So, okay.
So those were my movies that I watched. Yep. What were yours?
I think I got 16 of those 32 that you, so about half of what you did there.
Okay.
Yeah, Spider-Man, Ghostbusters, Shang-Chi, I'm actually going to the order, the list I have here, which is sort of the order I have. Shang-Chi, Encanto, Promising Young Woman, The Suicide Squad, Free Guy, Justice League, Black Widow, Quiet Place 2, Vacation Friends, which you didn't have, Jungle Cruise, that's the one with John Cena, that's from on Hulu. John Cena and the actor's name. But you like him. He's like the black friend in... God, what does that mean? I'll look at the poster. Willy's Playland, which we mentioned, which we're going to talk about. Cruella.
Willy's Wonderland.
Whatever it is.
Willy's Wonderland.
You got alliteration in World Heroes Mission and Matrix. So,
yes. Willy's Wonderland was fucking amazing, guys.
Let's go.
I don't think we ever talked about it this last year, but we didn't watch it together.
We didn't watch it together, and it was on our hiatus. And all right, so let's do one, like...
We'll just talk about it for a second.
It's Nick Cage.
Being the most Nick Cage he has ever Nick Caged.
Yes.
Besides probably the movie that's coming out with him where he just plays himself, I think.
Yep.
But, oh my God. It's probably one of those movies that, like, the trailer is so... It just shows exactly what it's going to be. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because, like, the trailer, it just shows... Exactly, like,
yeah,
I was like, oh my God, what is that?
That's our sound.
Oh, that's funny. but pretty much in the trailer, it shows like, hey, he gets stranded at a house, like in this little town or whatever, for whatever reason, and he's gonna get paid to essentially clean an old abandoned Chuck E. Cheese.
Yep.
And while he's at the Chuck E. Cheese, it turns into Five Nights at Freddy's, a.k.a. like the animatronic things come alive and try and kill people. But it is probably one of the funniest movies I watched last year. Like, I was dying laughing because a group of people I watched it with were cracking me up. We were taking kind of like, we were jokingly taking bets like, oh my gosh, what is he going to, like, what's the first line? Because he is silent. He's completely silent, doesn't say a word to people. People are just talking to him and just going up to him and be like, hey, man, I could help you out if you clean this place. Yeah, I know what it's like, but I think it's good. And they're just creating a dialogue with someone who's not saying anything, and I thought it was so great. And it made me laugh so hard, but we were just like waiting for a line to be spoken. The people I was watching it with were you.
I watched it like after work one night, like, and my brother just had it on,
mm-hmm.
and I came. So I actually missed like the first half hour, but you know what? You can catch up. You can catch up on the plot pretty easily, folks.
Dude, the first half hour is so funny and so good.
I was like, so what's going on here?
It's just as good as the end half hour, honestly, which makes me laugh because I was like, oh my gosh, this is great.
Yeah. So I was just like, oh, all right, and watching it just like. It's just one of those things, like, so I'm catching up, and I guess I'd seen a trailer for it at one point, but, really what it came down to was that, I don't even know, like, I was just like, okay, so it's Nick Cage, And I didn't know, but as the movie went on, I just kept going, okay, this movie just is what it is. Like,
it's exactly what they describe it as.
Yep, it's like sort of horror.
It's the horror type of horror that you would see in like old school scary movies, where it's just like kind of ridiculous comedy. Then you're just like, oh, people just. Yeah. Doing dumb one-liners, kind of a thing. It is so good.
They're acting like you guys are doing dumb things right now, like sex in the
haunted place.
Yeah, and like I was like, all right, well, you guys are just, they play up the tropes.
People are just lying around. Yeah. They're like, I know, but it's so hot, and I'm like, is it?
And it's just like you're watching Nick Cage be Nick Cage and Nick Cage, like they're trolling the audience.
Oh, completely.
Yeah. And so, if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert here.
Go watch it on Hulu. It's for free on Hulu.
That Nick Cage spends the whole movie not talking.
And you're just like waiting.
Yeah. Is he going to, you don't think he's going to say something because he doesn't have to, but then you're like,
They have a like the cheesiest, worst song ever, like that the animatronics sing. It's like, it's your birthday, na 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 na. And like, I can't remember who it was, but whoever I was watching with, one of our friends goes, that would be a great ending to the movie. He's like walking away and he's like, it is my birthday.
Yeah, it's like something like, but then nothing happens.
And it was almost better.
And yeah, Nick Cage is just a badass in it. And it's just funny because like he got paid a lot of money to just like, I was like, and
he produced it.
I'm sure he did. He legit
was just like, I'm going to produce this movie, be in the movie, and not do anything.
He's got money problems, so.
I was like, oh my God. It made me like really excited to watch that one that's coming out where he's legit just playing himself. And he has to go to some like island or Italy or something. And he meets his like number one fan and he has to go to his wedding or something. Like, and he's getting paid like a shit ton of money. Cause he's like, oh, I'm hard up for money. He's like, well, if you go to this wedding, he's like, I don't want to do that. They're all, it's this much. And he's like, all right, where am I going? Yeah, I was like, oh, this looks so bad.
Nick Cage. I mean, he's an institute. So, you know, Nick Cage. So that's like one, like an honorable mention, like a movie that I was like, okay. So like,
funny.
If we give it a word, like it's like surprisingly bearable to watch. Like, I don't even know if I would say it's good. It's just like, oh, you know what? Worth my time.
Mm-hmm. So, that one was really fun. Yeah.
So,
what was another one that we both saw?
Well, how about, like, let's see. You said you had, like, three on your list that are, like, bad movies.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, like, my one that I'm, like, really disappointed, not disappointed, like, not even disappointed, I had a low bar for it, and I was like, yeah, but yeah. So, go ahead.
Okay, so no particular order whatsoever in the bottom, but my first one on my list bottom was Mortal Kombat.
Oh, that's so sad. I think that I didn't put that on my list, so at 17, but yeah, Mortal Kombat. I mean, did I watch it in theaters? I don't think I did.
I watched it at home, but it was...
did I go to theaters?
Absolutely horrible.
There were some really good action scenes, but,
No, there was one good action scene that wasn't in the trailer, and in the trailer, they made it seem like the ending action scene was, like, some, like, huge buildup, and it wasn't. Hmm. The beginning scene was great, and then it went downhill from there.
Yeah.
Really, really, really fast.
Like, the scorpion stuff was really good. Like, the guy who got killed by Clint in Endgame. The scorpion stuff was really good. I really liked Sonya Blade, but they did almost nothing else with the other characters. And... Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of good Mortal Kombat folklore that they could use. I mean,
and
the Mortal
then Kombat, they didn't.
Yeah, the Mortal Kombat games have like 11 some odd games, but like the last like Mortal Kombat's like 7 through 11 are like you can put all the cutscenes together and they're like 3-hour movies themselves. So there's some good stuff there, and I don't know, they kind of rushed through stuff and.
Well, they didn't need to invent a character. They have so many characters that they could have done it around, and they didn't.
Yeah.
they didn't even fight in Mortal Kombat.
No, this is pre-Mortal Kombat. I'm like, oh, you guys didn't actually have a tournament. Like,
yeah, okay. that was my biggest thing. Is I was like, so when are we going to get to the tournament? Yeah, it's like we're going to fight beforehand. And I was like, but your movie's almost over.
Yeah, we barely got Shang. I was going to say Shang-Chi. We barely got Shang Tsung in the movie, too. I was like, oh, weird.
Yeah, that was trash.
Yeah, well, Mortal Kombat, I don't know. I liked it fine, but I also, I don't know.
No, nope.
Yeah.
Bottom for me, because, I mean, the 96, did it come out in 96 or 94?
I want to say Annihilation came out in 96 and Mortal Kombat came out in 94.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That probably sounds right.
Those two, even Annihilation that isn't good. The movie too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Meh.
There's a lot of more like I mean to I do more.
The first Mortal Kombat because yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
And it's like, nostalgic and fun.
Yeah. Like
the only thing that would have made it better was if it was rated R.
Yeah, they need to do a couple more things. Like just focus on the few characters and making. I don't mind making a new character, but then his new character had no character. So
yeah.
Great.
Awful. Okay, second bottom, because I only have three bottom, and then the rest are kind of mixed in there, besides my top, like, four. And I already was dreading this from the moment that they, like, said that they're going to make this movie, but Space Jam.
Oh.
Space Jam.
I didn't see it, so.
Oh, my God. It was, don't ever watch it if you haven't seen it. Don't even let your kids watch it. It wasn't good. It wasn't fun. It was full on just like product placement all over the movie. It was absolutely horrible. The parts where they're playing the basketball game, it didn't even feel like they were playing a basketball game, which was the whole point of Space Jam. It just kind of was like, oh, here's LeBron James as not a good dad who doesn't listen to his kids, but we're going to make it fun with the Looney Tunes. It was awful. Honestly, I think it's Zendaya's worst movie ever.
Because
she plays Lola Bunny, and I was oh, why?
And South Park made fun of it, so.
Oh, my God, yeah. That made me like the COVID pandemic like special so much more, because as soon as they were like, Space Jam will never happen, I was like, God, if only it didn't happen. Because it was absolutely like...
Right.
I wanted to...
If he doesn't make Space Jam, we don't need to make Space Jam. All right.
Bad.
So what's your third movie then?
Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, okay. I was like, gosh, she didn't say Jungle Cruise yet.
Nope, so, Jungle Cruise. Jungle Cruise was absolutely...
We would only go because she has kids.
Yeah.
That's the only reason
and
we went.
And even then... Okay, so it was probably... Because it had been like Christmas Vacation. We tried to watch it because it came out on Disney Plus. I turned it off. And
Christmas
I
was, Vacation. Oh,
like during just, for yeah, Christmas
yeah.
Vacation.
Yeah. I pointed at your TV because people can see now.
Mm-hmm. We kind of tried, but they weren't interested. I was like, maybe it was just in the moment. Nope, just not a good movie. I don't believe it was so hard to believe in any type of romantic chemistry between The Rock and Emily Blunt.
We talked about
this.
Oh
my God.
Yeah.
Ew. When they kissed, I was like. That makes me feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Don't feel that way in a lot of movies, but that made me feel really uncomfortable.
Disney just taking every property they can so they can make money. So,
oh my God.
Good on Disney, I guess. Yeah, that was
so bad.
Like, I was like, oh boy. Like, that was rough. That was a rough 2 hours to spend. But hope your kids liked it. That was basically
it.
They
did my thing come in then?
Yeah.
Of course it did.
Yeah, there you go.
Because it hates me. No, yeah, I don't think they even really liked it.
Yeah, Jungle Cruise was like the movie that I was like, whatever it was, that was just keep going to go, whatever. Like, I just kept putting, I was like, oh, everything's going in front of this pretty easily.
It was really bad.
So, like, Willy's Wonderland, Vacation Friends was another Hulu only movie, and that's the guy I was talking about right there.
Oh, the guy from Get Out.
Yes. Yeah. So he's.
T.S. motherfucking A.
Yes. It's John Cena being super over the top. It's not great, but it's good.
What's his name? Lil Rel.
Oh, is that his name?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, there you go. So,
like him.
Anyway, Vacation Friends. Honorable mention, like something that I don't watch a lot of stream movies, but I threw that one on. I'm like, it's not top 10.
Nice.
But it was fun to watch for a couple hours. So I didn't hate watching it for 2 hours.
Are we doing honorable mentions now? Because those are my three worst. Do you have a three worst ones, because we watched almost all the same movies. So I'm interested to see what your worst ones were.
Jungle Cruise is definitely the bottom.
Yeah.
I didn't really enjoy Cruella that much, but I was never a big 101 Dalmatians fan anyway.
I think the thing that got me with Cruella that I enjoyed it was the music. Because I enjoy 60s, 70s music, and it was just so... Yeah. And it fit well. It wasn't a great movie because it made you sympathize with a villain who kills puppies, but I was just kind of like, oh, okay.
All right, this is going to sound weird then, because I didn't hate this movie, but like looking at my list here, and I guess Mortal Kombat is actually probably worse than this movie, but I'm going to admit we were talking about Mortal Kombat, so I was talking about like Matrix was just meh.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, but like, but you also like really like Matrix stuff and everything.
That's true.
And also, I've only seen this movie and the first Matrix and not really much else.
Also.
Well, Keanu.
Keanu.
Yeah. But I was just like, oh. Like, at first they're being really meta, which is kind of the point of the Matrix anyway.
Yes.
They're being meta saying, you know, we're going to have to build another, you know, we're just making us do this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, it's really hard to capture what made the Matrix 1 really good. And from what I've heard, like, all the other Matrix sequels, you know, 2 through 4 have just been, eh, so.
No, it just adds to the story more. So, like, that's one thing that I was like, I wish you would have actually, like, watched the other two, because like Jada Pinkett Smith being in this new one, she's the old woman. She was actually a pretty big character in the second and the third one. She's not in the first one.
Yeah.
And so that's why I was like, oh, you're not gonna really like get why she's so important, and just kind of like everything that they're talking about with like the city that they had and all this stuff. Yeah. Like,
I mean, they explained a little bit of stuff, right? Like, because it's a legacy sequel, and so you got to explain some stuff. I was like, oh. I mean, Neil Patrick Harris was good. I just, nothing really seemed to like be that important in this. I was like,
oh. It was super weird because like a lot of times when people have seen The Matrix, and I'm not saying a lot of times, just most of the people that I've talked to, they haven't seen The Animatrix, which is the animated version, which shows all the stuff that happened before The Matrix that led up to it in different like kind of like shorts and stuff, which I was like, I've told people, I'm like, if you want to watch The Matrix, watch The Animatrix first, because it's so good. It adds to the story. Like, it is amazing at storytelling compared to some of, like, especially the third movie, which I can't talk too much crap on because my old boss was in the third movie. But it just kind of was like, the third one's fine. It's not the worst thing. It's just there.
That's why I kind of have all this. It's okay. Like, yeah. It was fun to watch on Christmas Eve, but
I'd put Venom 2 below.
Oh my God, I forgot that we watched it. Yeah, Venom 2 is way below.
Yeah, that's why I was like,
that was this year too.
I would put that before. Venom
2 is really hard to watch. I forgot Venom 2. I had signed on my list, but yeah, Venom 2. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to name some probably. You're going to be like, yeah. Well, because I already named them all. Yeah. That's why I'm like, oh, I didn't think about those.
I remember Venom, because I blocked that. Like, it was just one of those things like, well, we got to go see Venom 2. Like, for some reason, I thought you said you liked Venom 1. So I thought that was
like, I did like the first one.
Okay.
The first one was fun. This one was not fun.
I thought both of them were just like, meh.
It was just, and I didn't like, the only thing that I really honestly hated about the first one is that they killed Jenny Slate, because I love her.
I love Jenny Slate.
I love Mona Lisa's Happy
Slate. Yeah, Venom 2, just, that was like, during the movie, I'm just like, oh man.
Yeah,
and like, and here's the problem, like, is that I had my own ideas. I was like, okay, Venom 2, I'm like, I think it's not gonna be good. Like, everything I saw from him, like, this looks bad. And then it's confirmation bias. Like, I was like, yeah, that's not great. Oh, that's really corny. Like, when he's like, I'm just hanging out, I'm like, oh God. Oh God, that's so corny, guys. Like, this is too much. Like, I don't mind corniness in my superhero movie. This was just, it was just too much. And then, like, the best part was the end credit scene, which then after No Way Home, I was like, oh, well, now it's just crap. It's all crap, guys. So, okay, cool. So, yeah. Oh, Venom 2.
I told you. That's why I was like, really? Oh,
so, like, goodness. What are some, like, so there's a couple movies that you said didn't make your top four. And are there any that you want to highlight in that other group there?
In the other?
Like, kind of, like, you know, because we talked about, like, it was hard to sort of kind of rate these, because, like, some of them are, like, I don't know, 8 and 7, sure, whatever the rank, but, like, it doesn't mean much, like, that they're all just kind of like, eh.
Yeah, there are some movies that I really like that I would watch again type of a thing, but they weren't, like, my favorite movies of the year.
Right. This is calling back to our Eternals review. where am I? Like, how'd you like Eternals?
That's fine. Above the Matrix.
Yeah, the Matrix is
no.
Yeah, I mean it's not it was for shorter, me. So. But like I remember, like the movie talked about, like when your mom knew exactly that like, you didn't like it from the get go, and we were trying to be like nice about it, but like yeah, not like that's why you have to like sometimes let things like simmer for like a month, like you know, did not end up liking that very much. But, yeah.
Some of the ones that I watched that I enjoyed, I would watch again, but they weren't my top of the year. One it came out last year, but I watched it this year. Which I'm going to count it because I heard about, and it was like the end of 2020, but it was called The Trial of the Chicago 7. Mm. Oh my God. True story. It was amazing. And it just was kind of like heartbreaking to watch because you know it's true and how bad it was, but really, really good. Same with Judas and the Black Messiah, and I'm only saying those because they kind of intertwine. But that one was really, really good, too. I think, I'm going to mess up his last name. David Kalula? Is that his name? The dude from Get Out. And he's in Black Panther. Oh, gosh, I can't remember. I think that's how you say his last name. I probably messed it up.
The only one from that is Chadwick Boseman. So, that's it. I don't remember.
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan. Yeah. Angela Bassett?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so those ones.
But he plays the best friend in Black Panther. He's this main character in Get Out.
Oh, yeah. Get Out.
But he's in Judas and the Black Messiah, which was amazing. I would very highly recommend that one. Ryan the Last Dragon, bomb movie. I loved it. It was really good. I'd watch it again. I have watched it a couple times with the kids.
Is that the Airbender one?
No. I wouldn't say it's like Airbender. It's definitely like the different nations, but
yeah, well, I mean,
if anything's like...
You kept saying when it came out, like, this is basically Airbender because of the four nations.
And well, so. I was like, that part's the part that's Avatar Last Airbender. What was the movie that I said that I was like, this was... Shang-Chi.
Yeah, there's that.
Shang-Chi was way... Yeah. That one was like...
Yeah, but like yes. When Riot came out, you just like to compare everything to the nations. Yeah, you like to compare everything to Airbender, so...
Avatar.
Yeah.
Not Airbender.
Whatever.
Avatar.
Avatar.
Very big difference. Justice League, Zack Snyder. I mean, it took me 2 days to get through it, but... Well,
yeah, it was good.
Long,
but, like, glad they put it out because I'm like, okay, you can see... Especially when you can see, like, the differences. Like, wow, you made that movie from this movie. I'm like, okay.
I was like, so, let me get this straight. You threw away the best storyline for what? For you more, know, more shots of in slow motion of people staring at each other in slow motion.
Pretty sure Justice League had a lot of slow motion too, or Snyder's. But like, I get WB, like, I don't know, like Zack Snyder first made a 3-hour movie. And I'm like, okay, that's you got to figure out what 30 minutes ago. I wonder what 30 minutes Snyder would have cut if he had to cut 30 minutes from it. So, but it was interesting to see.
It was so much a difference, better. So. It was so much better. Yeah.
Just because, like, I mean, you know, the story wasn't cut up and you can actually see where they were going with some people. I'm like, all right, cool. But
because I was like, the main focus shouldn't be Batman and Superman at that point. It should have been what it was in Zack Snyder's, which was...
Just like everything.
Which, Flash and...
Cyborg.
Cyborg.
Yep.
Yeah. I know it's not a movie, but... Well, never mind. I'm going to go back to it. Okay. Never mind. Have you watched Mitchell's versus the Machines?
No, I saw that on the list. I was like, oh, what is that? Oh,
my God. It's the same studio that did Into the Spider-Verse. So good. It was so good. I loved it. Kids thought it was freaking hilarious. I thought it was great. That being my mix. It's not my top. And I know I'm going to probably get flack from Stabler because he said it's in his top. But Free Guy.
You know, Free Guy did not make my top five. So.
I think Free Guy was super funny.
Like, Stabler, at The Real Stabler, follow his podcast on YouTube and wherever podcasts are, Stabler Friends.
Stabler Friends.
Yeah, he loved Free Guy. And And yes. He also loved them, Don't Look Up. So he said that was his number one movie of the year. And he had Free Guy before. And I thought Free Guy was good. But I think, you know, we talked about after. And, like, you were super excited after the movie. And I was just like, it was good.
It was really fun. And yeah, I still like it.
Yeah, I like it.
It was really funny.
I don't know. I don't want to put it in the top movie. Like, it's Ryan Reynolds as a character. And I don't know. It didn't really move me as, like, I, you know.
It's in my, like, top 10, but it's not in my top 5. So,
like, yeah. Seems like, you know.
Speaking of Don't Look Up, Don't Look Up was good.
I need to watch it. I haven't
seen it yet. I kind of felt like it should have been, I don't know, for all the hype that it was getting, I thought it was going to be more funny or more serious. And it's like weirdly in the middle. Great cast. It's going to win Oscars, which I was like, okay, cool. So, but
I thought it was supposed to be like a super comedy. Like people.
That's what I thought. Yeah, because everyone was like, oh my God, it's hilarious. I was laughing the whole time. It was so funny. And I was like, I think I like chuckled a couple times. Hmm. And one of the times was with Ariana Grande, who
and
I was like.
The funny thing is like you were saying all this and it's like. You would think that you hated it, but you liked it. So I was like,
no, I did like it. So I really did like it. It was a good movie. Just the whole time I was like, I really thought this was supposed to be way more funny. So I was waiting for like bigger jokes or something comical to happen. But because it was so serious, because I don't like movies where people that are smart or trying to come off as serious aren't taken serious. Like sometimes it bothers me.
I've only seen like one bad review of it, or I guess now two because you sent me TikTok. But I was like, yeah, that's it. So,
but it was good. I liked it. It's up there. Not in my top. Encanto.
Interesting. That one did make my top.
It's not in my top, but I did love Encanto.
We talk about
Encanto even though
almost every.
I didn't like it at first.
We haven't seen
because trauma.
We saw Encanto at the end of November, and we're still listening to the music at the beginning of January and that's talking true. About it and watching TikToks about it. So,
oh my God, because it's everywhere because of Disney Encanto. Plus.
Probably like it's my top 4-ish, but I guess it's really like close. Like we're giving ranks to like stuff that like yeah you know so.
But yeah.
There it goes again. There it goes again. My foot's asleep. I mean, is there any other one that you want to highlight in the middle here?
Hold on. My foot's asleep.
She's dying, folks. You can watch her on Twitch.
That's true. You can. Is that?
No, that was from before. So.
Oh, okay. Fix my mic.
There you go.
Is it working now?
Any other movies or movies?
The other movie that I would probably highlight was The Suicide Squad. Yeah, sorry. That
one barely missed my top 5.
Yeah, that one was so fun. James Gunn did great.
I forgot it came out this year. And so, like, when you said Suicide, I was like, is that came out this year? Yes. I was like, that was where I was like, oh my God, I need to look at this list because I totally forgot about it. Like, it. You know, Shang-Chi, Spider-Man, like those ones, like, I was like, oh yeah, I can probably reenact it scene from scene. And Suicide Squad was good. Like, but there are some things like not using Peter Capaldi as the Thinker very much. I'm like, he was in there for that. That was it. And I can't remember if I saw it in theaters or if I watched it on HBO Max.
Yeah, I watched it on HBO Max. So.
But yeah. So,
I liked it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It's fun.
I think it's great that we're going to be getting more John Cena.
Yes.
As Peacemaker.
Yeah.
That comes out in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, come out pretty soon.
Yeah. That will be fun.
It was just nice that for them to like really like pivot from their old Suicide Squad and come out with something that was just like, oh hey, this was probably what you guys should have done the first time around.
Yes.
You know, like this one was funnier. It wasn't forced. They had a lot of characters, and I was like, well, there's a lot going on here, but.
Yeah. But it wasn't like the point where I think. The Suicide Squad did what the Eternals was trying to do with characters.
Yeah.
Which is, there's so many characters that we're supposed to care about and all this stuff, and here's what they're doing, and here's blah, blah, blah. But then, like, with the Eternals, it was just kind of like, yeah, don't care. Jon Snow, don't care. Rob Stark, still don't care. Gemma Chan, you're cool, but oh my God, you're kind of boring.
The TikTok that you sent me was like, the Eternals should have been like a 10-episode like Disney Plus series. I'm like,
It should have been a series, for sure. It should have been one Disney Plus series.
They had 2.5 hours, and I was like, yeah, you guys had too much to... They did way too much in the movie.
If I could, I would switch Falcon and the Winter Soldier, make that a movie, and put the Eternals as a TV show.
Interesting.
Because I loved Falcon and the Winter Soldier. That was one of my favorite TV shows of the year. But it would have been better as a movie, I think.
So, but like cut out like half the stuff in it?
Well, no. Just, my mic sucks. cut out a lot of the stuff with the stockbroker. Save that for the ending part.
Because like how many episodes? It was like six episodes? Six episodes about 40-ish each.
That one had one of the bigger ones.
Well, WandaVision had nine, but two of them were like, three of them were like half-hour ones. So anyway, so some of these are like four-hour, quote-unquote, movies. Yeah. And so like, I just say, yeah. Anyway, yeah. But yeah, Eternals probably would have been better as a, but maybe Angelina didn't want to take a Disney Plus subscription contract or whatever, so.
It's just one of those things where I was like, I don't know. I just feel like, I know that Marvel always has a plan for everything, but that was one that I was like, I feel like you guys mixed them up and did them wrong.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It just, yeah, it was just weird.
All right, so we've already talked about,
With the Suicide Squad, I think, and I've always said that I like Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn.
Right.
And I feel like she's always kind of, they always gave her like stuff that was short, at least with the old Suicide Squad movie. Birds of Prey, they did a little bit better, but I was like, this is Harley Quinn. This role.
They
finally did it right.
They figured some stuff out, and like it's good. Like I'm happy and glad they're going to do some more Suicide Squads like this. Like it should be sort of fun, sort of over top. And like, what I really hate about the first one was like they went back and did reshoots for more jokes. I'm like, you guys reshot jokes that were really bad. So
they went back and did really stupid stuff, especially with the Joker. Jared Leto's Joker's trash. He shouldn't do freaking any comic book movie ever.
I can't believe we didn't start with this. We probably should have started before we got the movies. So Morbius is being delayed.
Which is fine. Let's not talk about it. It's good that it's getting delayed. Like, thank God.
You know, you told me that yesterday. And I'm like, oh, good. But also, like, and you asked me today, like, why would they delay it?
And, like, why do you think that they would delay it? And it's just either, they're trying to put Spider-Man in it because it's such a big thing, which is Andrew Garfield.
And I was like, again, if you guys are going to try to shoehorn Andrew Garfield in, like, I just don't trust Sony to do it well. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little scared about that. But also, probably, you know, they probably did some focus groups. Like, you know, this is about the time, or they probably should have done a focus group like last month, where, you know, people watch the movie and they've gotten feedback from everybody now. They're like, okay, we need to change because, you know, if you do, you know, if you interview 1,000 people about a movie and 80% of them say this part sucks or whatever, they hate this part, you know, that's probably a good indicator, a good enough sample size to go, we better change it because it's going to come out in theaters and then way more people are going to see it like that. So, so the probably some focus group stuff came in and they're just like, yeah, we got to change some stuff here. So I'm really hoping because like, it would be really dumb of a movie studio to be reactive to things like, oh my God, Spider-Man Far From Home did really well. And people really like Andrew Garfield, like Marvel's pretty good at like going, you know, they may kind of hate what we're doing here, but it's a part of a grand plan. Like they have a 10-year plan. They made, you know, Tom Holland Spider-Man a 6-movie origin story. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's a plan for everything. So if Sony's going, oh man, you know, Andrew Garfield's popular again, we should throw him in. That's a kind of a dumb move. That you need to be proactive instead of reactive. So all right. So you said three of my movies are kind of are in the middle here. So Suicide Squad, Free Guy, and Justice League. Partly because, and maybe it's because like it's recency bias, but those ones just didn't crack my top five. I like Black Widow. I had nothing against it.
Yelena was the best character.
Right. Yeah. That's a movie that you thought you were going to hate, and
yeah, and it was okay.
Yeah, like it's better than Eternals. So
I'm like, it's still definitely better than Eternals.
Quiet Place 2 was fine. You know, nothing will replicate going to see Quiet Place for the first time in the theater.
And hearing Megan scream.
Yeah. I wasn't there for that, but
that was amazing.
Yeah. But like it just, you know, there's, you know, no feeling of like I want to grab some popcorn right now, but it's in the, you know, every second of that movie was super intense. And like you were on the ride. And this next one was fine. It's a what's this face Scarecrow, right? and
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, Cillian Murphy. Yes. And like it's fine. It's just
Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, you can't just. I mean, it's just hard to capture what the first one had.
It just bothered me that they made the mom character almost kind of like, I don't know, she wasn't as smart as she was in the last one. Like, granted that she got pregnant in the last one, so obviously not that smart anyways, because you're going to have a baby.
But Jim, pull out before, come on, guys.
My whole thing was, I was just kind of like, at what point in time were you guys just like, you know what, we lost one kid, we should maybe have another in this world where we all have to shut up? Like,
hey, they were going to have insulated rooms and a little carrier basket.
The whole boat thing going to the, yeah, like, island that they went to, because I'm like, I get how, yeah, tides work, but at the same time, come on. Like, they can't. You mean to tell me that you're going to give these monster alien guys the same exact issue that the aliens had? Or, well, kind of the same issue that the aliens had in Signs, which is water?
I mean, it's the world of the war. It's the war of the worlds premise, right? Like, you get through this whole book of them, which is kind of a boring book, guys. But, you know, yeah, I had to read in high school.
Is it? You had to read that book?
Yeah.
It was, oh, awful. That's weird. I never did. Oh, yeah. Thank God.
It was something I chose, I guess. It was like, oh, you know, part of a list or whatever.
Oh.
But, you know, if maybe you've even seen the movie, but, you know, how the aliens die in that one is that, you know, very simple. They get a common cold, which they're not ready to handle. So, sort of the same thing. Maybe, you know, it's sort of the same twist, right?
In the movie, it's oxygen. They can't deal with our oxygen for too long.
No, so.
Which I was like, what?
Yeah. So, yeah, in the book, it's just like, oh, they got a common cold, and that's how they beat the aliens, which I get it. It's a good twist, but like now that twist has been twisted over and over and over and over again. So.
Yeah, that's why, like, with Signs, the whole water thing, I was, yeah, like, okay, so then in this one where it's like, they can't, yeah, swim, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's supposed to be
why aren't people go to an island?
Well, that's what they did.
But that's my thing. I was like, you mean to tell me that's all we'd have to do is go to an island?
Yeah, that's the ironic part, right? Like,
oh my God, guys.
Sometimes the easiest solution is, like, you know, something you don't think of. You're like, you're trying to think of, like, how to blast sound to kill them and everything, and as opposed to, like, oh, I'll go through this. But so those are movies that didn't make my top five, but you have a top four, so
yes,
go ahead and we probably have a couple that overlap. So.
I don't know, because apparently we didn't see all the same movies. I know that two of our tops will probably,
yeah,
be the same.
Yeah,
and but then, two of mine, right, will probably not be yours.
And because then, yeah, the fact that Encanto didn't make yours is like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I do love Encanto, but
you've seen it 7 times.
Oh God, I watched it so much during the vacation.
That's crazy. You've seen the movie 8 times.
Top, Promising Young Woman.
That actually made my top 5. Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah.
It was so good.
It was good. Like, because I remember, like, that was one of the first movies we actually went to the theater to go see.
Yes.
And I remember, because it was intense. It was, yes, intense. And, like, it was like, this movie is, like, just, like you're freaking out over Bo, and I'm not. And, but, like, just Bo, the storyline, I was like, oh, yeah. And, like,
Bo, yeah.
I kept getting the title wrong. I can't remember, but, like, I mean, but the title's Promising Young. So the story of Promising Young Woman is the story
promising
about.
Promising Young Woman.
It's about rape, right?
It's about, yeah, what happens to promising young women when something goes wrong.
Yeah. And also, like, promising young women, like, you know, in a rapist's mind, oh, that's a promising young woman. You know, there's a lot of, like, mm-hmm, anyway, there's a lot of detail to this movie. And it's like, oh, it's about rape culture and about what happens after the rape.
Yes. And how it affects, yeah, people, how it, yeah, affects everybody.
And
not only the person.
It's a great revenge story.
Yes, and, it's so good.
Yeah, and so people kind of get their just desserts, and I was like, oh, and yeah, just it was really intense, and I was like, all right, cool. Like, even, you know, like when she walks up to the cabin and like that little remix of Toxic is playing, I was like, this is just good music choices, good, yes, you know, just a lot. You know, the actress, I don't really know where she's from, but she was good.
How I always recognize her, which is so stupid, but she used to date Shia LaBeouf.
Well, you know.
She kind of
reminds me of like a young, like Jennifer, the girl from House and.
Oh, see, I always think.
Once Upon a Time.
I always think of the wife in Greatest Showman.
Yes.
She reminds me of her, which is Heath Ledger's ex-wife. Wife, before he died. I don't remember. But yeah, Promising Young Woman was probably one of mine just because I was like, oh my gosh, they kind of pull you in with that, with the trailer of she's messing with these dudes to be like, look at, if you do something wrong, it might come back to bite you in your butt. And then it goes back to the, like, well, she's actually just really just trying to mess with them.
Mm-hmm. Like she's in not their killing head, them. Yeah.
And it's great. And you're just like, oh my gosh.
I forgot about that. I forgot the trailer was like.
Yeah, you really thought that she was going to be like killing them,
and then like you're disappointed when you get in the movie, and then you're like, oh, she's not like coming out. She's not a mass vigilante.
But yeah. The one thing, and I think McLovin. were we the only ones in the theater?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so then we could talk. That's right.
Yeah.
Because I even said, and I think I said it in the theater, I was like, the one thing that I kept on hearing by almost every single guy in that movie was, I'm a nice guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's the worst thing to hear from any dude ever is, I'm a nice guy. And I'm like, you're a dick probably. Yeah, and nice guy culture creep.
Is and like that, this movie really highlights that. And I was like, I was like really curious. I wouldn't watch it with you. I'm like, oh wow. Like I'm sure Leilani has experienced this in some form, some way. Mm-hmm. Because you know, pretty young women, promising young women, this happens to them all the time. This movie really encapsulates that, and like it makes me as a guy, I'm like, oh, there's parts where I feel uncomfortable because of the guys, and I'm like, well, that's probably what they're going for. So,
mm-hmm.
Congratulations to whoever the director is. So,
the whole scene with McLovin was just
yep. So she's like, yeah. So it's all cringe and good on everybody, and you know, yes. Except the one part that I didn't. Not love, but it's funny. But like when they had Schmidt being something, like, oh, you just have Schmidt be Schmidt.
Schmidt being bad Schmidt, though.
Yeah.
That was like the thing that I was like, oh my gosh. But yeah, Bo, I mean, I've said before a thousand times, yeah. I love Bo Burnham. His twist was kind of just like, oh my God. And I think it clicked with me faster than it clicked with you.
Yeah.
Because I did like the, I think I verbally go, no. And you were like, what? And I was like, no. He's supposed to be the good one.
Yep.
And I was so bummed. Yeah,
what you learn from that is all men suck. So
yeah, essentially.
And Kanto was my number four. So what's number three? Or what's another of your top four?
One of my other ones is one that you haven't seen, but I was obsessed with it. It was my most played songs.
No, inside, yeah.
Inside of Bo Burnham. Because, like I was going to say, I was like, it's not really a movie, but it is a movie. Because I've never really watched a comedy special like that, where I was just like, the first time I laughed, the second time I was like, holy shit, he's really kind of going through a lot right now. Third time I was like, oh, that's how I was feeling. This kind of sucks.
This is all of us.
And then it was just like, oh my God, everything about this, he just articulates so well. And I've always said about Bo, because he's just so fast and witty and on his feet when he does his songs. But in this, I was just like, oh my God. I was like, yeah, he's never been shy about his depression or anxiety or anything like that. But I'm like, being in the pandemic, it reached a peak. And so it just kind of was like, well, I'm either going to have to push through this or I'm going to die. So let's see what happens. And he just did really good. And it was really, I'm just so bummed because I feel like he hasn't gotten any recognition from it at all, like from awards or anything like that. And I'm just kind of like, I kind of understand when superhero films do and stuff and everything. I don't think it's right. But his movie was 100% art. It was so good. That's, and it was so just like, I had to sit here and be like, oh my God.
It's hard for action movies to be like art, like you said. Like, you know, this is comedy, stand-up comedy can be.
Yes.
Because it really is an art form that's coming from. Action movies are bang, explosions, fights. You know, it's a very, very similar three-arc act, you know. You have three separate fights. Act one fight, act two fight, act three fight, and that's kind of where it is. Real quick, I don't know if you guys can see that.
Nope.
What is that? We've got a Snapchat
movie.
We just got a Snapchat from our friend Quasi, who never listens to this podcast anyway. And Leilani's going to try to figure it out. All right. So I'm a little sad that this didn't make her list, but I'm not surprised either.
What movie?
I don't know. I can't figure out either.
Did you send it to me?
It's in our group finger bang.
Finger bang into my life.
So I should have guessed Inside was part of her top. Like she talked about it for 6 months.
Yeah, I tried to get you to watch it. Still didn't.
Yeah. So one movie I thought was did really well, a legacy sequel did really well because our top two or two of our top five movies are going to be the same. But I thought Ghostbusters Afterlife was probably the second best movie I saw all year. Like, it's close.
It's in my mix.
Yeah, exactly. It's in your mix. And like, I even told her afterwards, she goes, wow, you have it above Shang-Chi. Like, and it's
close. But also, you are in that movie as a child, so I get why it's in your top.
Oh, man. I just remember. It's funny because that's one of the few movies, not one of the few, but like, you know, we separated her kids and put them in because. I guess you just want your kids separated. Yeah. And
they don't need to fight during the entire movie.
But so all of a sudden I just hear her just like laugh when, you know, podcast comes on the screen and she's like, oh my God. But my brother's like there, and I'm like, and that, you know, the one part of the movie, like, oh, I just did the same thing the kid did.
The part where she goes, like, I don't believe in ghosts. What? All I hear is who go, what? And they go, what? And I go,
I was like, oh, of course, like stop proving the point here, and then your daughter latched onto that joke and was just all over it. So.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Yeah, but like I just it's so hard to do a legacy sequel and, you know, make something that is nostalgic, but also builds something new. Yeah. And I thought, I was like, wow, this movie, you know, Sexiest Man Alive, Paul Rudd, they did it.
Oh my God, that was really funny too. Sexiest Man Alive.
I was like, hey. Yeah, again, we didn't sit next to each other, so we both just kind of like...
Same brain cell.
Yeah. For some reason, Leilani and I like to talk in movies a lot, so don't sit next to us if you can't handle that.
We're quiet. Oh, it came undone.
Yep.
Nope.
There you go.
Maybe.
There you go. So we talk in movies a lot. But, yeah, I thought it was really impressive to do that and pay homage to Harold.
That was really cool. I did like that.
You know, spoiler alert again, you know, if I've seen it yet, the cameos. And I was like, you know, this did it right. And I still haven't seen the Kristen Wiig version of it, of Ghostbusters. And... But, like, that felt like a lot of fan service, you know. This movie, you know, Ghostbusters is a comedy, but it's not an in-your-face comedy. It's, like, a subtle comedy. Oh. And, you know, Bill Murray and those guys and, you know, what's her name? McKenna Grace, I want to say her name, is the girl who, the little girl in the movie. Like, I was like, oh, she was just great.
Oh, yeah, so, the one from the Chris Evans movie that I never remember the name of.
I mean, the fact that your son, you know, like, during the number one, he's Ant-Man. And like,
yeah,
you know,
that
just,
was funny.
You know, just knowing, like, just watching the 1984 version and, like, you kind of, you know, put it all together. Like, it connects. And so it's really cool. Like, I mean, a lot of the plot is a retread, but there's nothing wrong with that, you know. Huh. You know, they're finishing off the story from 84, so that's pretty cool. You know, and now that I think about it, they have to go back and reshoot and, you know, paint over the 2020s with 2021.
Yeah. Oh,
digitally alter that. So Ghostbusters Afterlife made my, you know, top. And then, so I guess our top movies are Shang-Chi and Spider-Man.
Yeah. Marvel. I mean, essentially.
Guess what, Marvel? You did it again.
You did it. You won. Of course.
Which one did you like better, Shang-Chi or Spider-Man?
I think it's still off the high of Spider-Man, so I'm going to say Spider-Man.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about Shang-Chi.
I think it's just high, though, right now, because I don't know. Mm. I don't.
So this
I hate origin stories. I hate them. I think they're stupid.
This one was
but
done.
Whatever. This one was done so freaking well. And
like she, I don't know. I got tricked into watching an origin story.
I did. I totally did, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I can't really think of all the other ones that I've seen that I'm like, I hate this. I hate everything about this. Yeah.
Like, I can't wait till we see Robert Pattinson's parents dying in another alleyway.
I swear to God, if that scene pops up, I will fucking riot.
It's gonna happen. You know it's gonna happen.
I'm fine if it's a flashback for a second.
How did MCU...
Don't put it at the beginning.
How did MCU get away with not having a spider bite and not having Uncle Ben die? I will never know, but...
But the thing that they did better was the origin story
Oh, no,
with Aunt May.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was one of the things that, like... we know that happened. We know it's supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. And I guess we've seen enough Spider-Man in our lives to like, all right, we know it's going to happen. But they still tricked us along the way, give us six Spider-Man movies. And we're like, I'm like, oh my God, we just watched his origin story. Like, in the moment, I go, oh, that's how they did it. It was, again, we have 2 hours of this from our last podcast, but yeah. Let's talk about Shang-Chi.
So, Shang-Chi, the fact that it was Avatar The Last Airbender,
like, I can do this now, people can see it.
Done so much better. So much better.
Yeah.
The
Wing Chun style and whatever his style of martial arts is.
It was so good. Not to mention that that was probably one of the most fucking romantic fights I've ever seen in my entire life.
Am I supposed to be horny watching this?
Seriously was like, oh my God, they are falling in love. And I believe it.
Yeah.
I 100% believe this. This is amazing. Everything about that movie was just so good because it played into the nostalgia factor that wasn't right in your face like Spider-Man was with like all the other Spider-Man.
I think we're okay to talk about it now.
I know. Like, but with the thing that when we went with Easy, our friend Easy,
yeah.
I was just like, I heard him say what I thought and what I know that you thought or what you said when you saw it with your brother was like,
Chinese bamboo.
Like, Chinese bamboo, yeah, real strong.
Playing homage to Rush Hour. Jackie Chan was like huge in like the 90s. Like his movies came over like, not only was he doing American movies, he was also doing, or like his Chinese movies were being dubbed and brought over. And like, mm-hmm. he just had this huge.
They were so good.
Yep. Yeah. And so, yeah, it was just really, really great stuff from those guys. And so I'm excited for more Shang-Chi. Like, it. So Eternals, you know, we talked positively about Eternals. It was that like it tried to be something different. And it was. But you know what? Shang-Chi also tried to be something different.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Marvel plus a martial arts, like Jackie Chan type movie. Yeah. And again, this is not easy. Like Black Widow is very Marvel. Like you watch Black Widow, it's mid to low tier Marvel is what it is. Yeah. So,
but with just how the story like played out with Shang-Chi, with like, it's him and his friend. He didn't want to do this, all this stuff. It's all about like the honor of his family and mm-hmm. how he has to live up to his dad's expectations while hopefully still honoring his mother and everything. I was like, this is fucking amazing.
On a desert highway.
I was like, oh my God. And like Awkwafina can sometimes be a lot. Sometimes. But oh my
Crazy
God,
Rich
she
Asians?
Was so good. Yeah. She was so like, good.
I'm like, just, I'm glad to. I'm really happy, and I want to see where they go with Shang-Chi. Like Shang-Chi is, I mean, Spider-Man's always gonna be Spider-Man. Spider-Man's gonna like we watched an infographic about like popular yes. of superheroes throughout the last like three decades.
Yes.
And Spider-Man's just always been like Spider-Man and Batman are always near the top, and everyone like Iron Man will get Thor. Like some superheroes will. Take the top spot for like a month or two.
Yeah.
Like after like they get a new movie.
That was a very cool thing that we saw yeah. with like the little tiers of them. Yeah, like but it's always Spider-Man, those, Batman, yeah. Spider-Man,
like,
Batman.
As time goes on, like it shows you like I think it was like done off like web searches or something. Spider-Man mm-hmm. just has a story that is just easy for everybody, and Batman also like you can do these without origin stories now because so many people know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They've done enough movies. They've done everything that these guys and Spider-Man is you know. Probably the most popular superhero, like you know, just according to that graph that yeah. we saw, the infograph that we saw.
Like, so he's just recognizable. But, so then to introduce someone that not a lot of people have heard
Shang-Chi,
about.
Like I hadn't heard like, a damn thing about Shang-Chi before they announced it.
When they announced it, at, like at, one of Comic-Cons, the Comic-Con, yeah. they were just like our first like what Asian, is this, like whatever. Asian yeah. superhero Shang-Chi, kung fu and then yeah. Shang-Chi. We're yeah. like, who?
This is like what Mulan wanted to do.
Yes.
Right.
Did they wanted Mulan come out this year?
No. But like Mulan, like when they were like,
did Mulan come out?
No,
this
I think
year?
It came out last Christmas, because it was like during the pandemic.
Oh my God! I yeah. was like, yeah. oh, that's one that I forgot about too.
But yeah. But Mulan wanted to be action kung fu style
with like a heartfelt story.
Yeah, without the music, right? And that's why people like, and if they did it like this, it would have been fine. But they yes. didn't.
They didn't. And it's the same thing with Avatar The Last Airbender. If they would have just taken the elements
mm-hmm.
that they had in Shang-Chi this mic hates me. that they have in Shang-Chi when it comes to...
When it comes to Shang-Chi, when it comes to...
I'm just gonna... there you go. Do that. That didn't work. It didn't work.
We need some new mics.
Yeah, when it came to Shang-Chi and just like how they kind of worked together rather and just everything with CGI and everything, that's what Avatar should have been. And the storyline and the fact that they played homage to the culture rather than just like, hey, here's some white people with some weird fucking hair and some awkward names. And here's Aang.
Yeah.
His name's Aang. His name is fucking Aang. I watched that show so much. You mean to tell me M. Night fucking Shyamalan, how dare you? You get so mad because we call you Shyamalan a ding dong that you had to be like, oh, we're going to name him Aang. Fuck you, dude.
She holds us in all the time.
Anyways.
She goes on a weekly Avatar.
I fucking hate the movie. I hate that movie. Shang-Chi was just so... I don't know. It was refreshing to kind of actually watch a Marvel movie that was not completely a Marvel movie.
Right.
And it was just nice to kind of be like, oh, it's not like what Black Widow was, where it's like action, 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 some kind of sort of deep storyline, action, action, action. It was, no, we're going to start with deep storyline to...
The action builds up.
Then we get
Asian mythology in there.
Yes. Which I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, like just
like I think when Dexter saw it, he was like, it's Ninetales.
Yeah, like I'm
I was like, that's a real real kind of mythology like part.
I thought your dad needed some real therapy, but then the water, what did she say? The water like water froze in the air or something like that.
Yeah. She said, then the wall started to cry.
Awkwafina, DC needs to like learn from Marvel how to do one-liners. Because I was like, number one, just get, you know, don't force people who are not like super funny to do it. Yeah, like get natural comedic actors to do it because they know timing. So.
Exactly. And then do you think that Katie and Shang will be a couple? I don't want them to.
People are fighting against it, right?
I don't want them to because it's friendship energy.
Yeah, like we need more of that. And I mean, because there's like the little like they're like hug at the end of stuff, and like it could go either way. But you know, it's too easy to make that. It's so easy.
Exactly. I'm like, you don't like, set it up as right. that. Put him with. Put him with Yelena.
Yeah, she Leilani wants some Awkwafina and Shang-Chi's sister to get together is what she wants.
Yes, so. I do. because that was some lesbian energy and it was amazing. I like your pants.
Thanks. Which would be because like
you started this fighting ring all on your own when you were 16. Badass.
In Asian culture, like, and I can only tell you from my experience in Vietnam, I know that in Vietnam, you know, like, LGBT, like, that stuff doesn't exist because it's still shamed upon. So, like, you know, we talk about it being shamed, but it's, like, still frowned upon very highly, and I assume that's sort of what it's like in those Asian cultures, you know? So, still very old school, traditional. So that'd be really great to see. And, yeah, put Shang-Chi, you know, just, like, something where
especially with Wong. Yeah.
Yeah. Like just.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I'm. Because that is the easy story. Like, now the two best friends falling in love with each other. Like, we've seen it. We've seen it plenty of times, folks. Which is kind of like why I really like Clint and Natasha's storyline.
Yes, because they're friends.
They are friends. Like, they're just. Like, you think they like. Friends. When you see them first in Avengers, you're like, okay, they got something going on with each other. Mm-hmm. But then you're like, oh, he has a wife and kids. This is weird. Like, their relationship was so weird, but. Clint's wife's not threatened by it.
Nope.
They've been like, they have a real friendship. Mm-hmm. And obviously they're like, they love each other as friends.
Yes.
And,
which you know, makes sense. Yes. Because I'm just
you
know, like,
as much as you hate Scarlett Johansson and that role, like that's one of the best relationships in the MCU.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so, oh, I agree 100%. Like, she just bothers me. Clint's there.
And the funny thing is that one of the other best relationships is Yelena. And
yes, I was like, make movies with those two, with that Hawkeye and that Black Widow, because that's great.
Like, I mean, I mean, Yelena and Natasha have such.
Oh, great, that one's good too. Right, I thought you meant.
Yeah,
Hawkeye. What's her face?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Kate Bishop.
That's another. It's a fun mentor. Like that was like the best part of the Hawkeye show, because she ended up hating the show, guys. She hated the show.
I didn't like how it ended.
No, she did not.
It was on a steady climb when I was like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be great. And then it went straight fucking downhill.
They gave her Mephisto and they took it away.
Yes. God damn it. That was probably one of my favorite parts of the last episode of Hawkeye, was when they're fighting. Yes. And she goes, oh my gosh. She's just like, oh, well, it's a great kick to the ribs. It's just like, she's like,
apparently Kate is able to take down Yelena and the Kingpin, so I'm glad that we got that on camera. The look on your face.
There's so many feelings that I have with that.
We sort of got sidetracked, because I wanted to say about like Shang-Chi, like they created this Asian superhero.
Yes.
Created, but like they're creating it for a lot of Asian kids who are going to see Shang-Chi now, and they're creating somebody that I think people are going to really enjoy.
Yes.
That, like, because like, you know, in phase, what are we in phase four now?
Yeah, we're phase four. He's so great.
We got Doctor Strange, right? He's probably going to be like the de facto leader of the Avengers.
Yes.
Probably some more Hulk, Hulk, who's going to probably take a back seat still. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long Thor's going to be around, but there.
Captain Marvel,
Chris Pratt, Star-Lord still.
Yeah, but he might...
Right, yeah. No. All these right wingers are getting shut down here.
He might just be like, I'm not gonna do this anymore.
Yeah, well,
I think what's gonna happen, and we can have this recorded. I think what's gonna happen is he's going to retire from acting, and then he's gonna try and do what his father-in-law did, which is go into politics.
Gross.
But I can see it. Can you picture it? Because I can.
He used to be on your list.
He used to be when he was Andy. Andy was fine. Andy was the one that was on my list, honestly.
Then he got all crazy.
Then he got psycho. Super and cheated religious. On his really cool wife.
Yeah, super. Like we're all Team Anna now.
Yeah.
Now we got Tom Holland, who you show me today. Again, I'll believe it when I see when they make three movies and whatever team up movies they have, because Sony and Marvel, I just have this feeling that one of these, Sony's gonna be like, I'm gonna take my ball and leave the court, and like, you guys are making a huge mistake if you do that. So
yeah,
but I feel that it could happen at any point. So they've got to make their movies be able to end at some point.
Yep.
So we got Tom Holland, and then but now we got like Shang-Chi coming in. Shang-Chi, like, I think, again, 2 years ago, people were not excited because you didn't know who it was. And now you're like, we're really excited to see the storyline and where it goes. And so
same with the ones that we haven't seen, though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Blade.
Yeah.
I mean, Blade.
They're she's really,
Blade.
So they pushed the movies back. So Multiverse of Madness is now May, which... Man, like they could have rode that Spider-Man high all the way to March, and then dropped Multiverse of Madness.
But
that means next year, instead of four movies, we're getting three movies, I think, Marvel-wise, MCU-wise.
Possibly.
Because like then Thor is in the summer, and then the winter movie is going to be Guardians? No. The Marvels?
I don't know.
We always do this. We always forget. It's not Black Panther. It's not Guardians.
Because Black Panther's having issues.
Yeah. Just bring back Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Get a variant. Go get a variant of Michael B. Jordan. And
see him, too, is King.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because where are you going to come in? At what point are you going to come in?
I feel like you did a list of like all the Marvel properties that we had this year, and like, there's like 10, 11 things. I'm like, wow. And it's because we had 2 years of stuff kind of, that was weird. Kind of crammed into each other. But next year, we're not going to have that many stuff. So not as much stuff. Like, we'll have 5 or 6 things as opposed to 11.
Yeah.
The funniest TikTok that she sent me was the Book of Boba Fett TikTok.
The filibuster? Oh my God. The filibuster.
Did you know that he wrote that episode?
Wait, he wrote the first episode?
He's a credited writer, so he helped write that episode.
Shut the fuck.
And I didn't check it, but I checked the comments of that TikTok, and somebody said he's a credited writer. So I was like, oh my God, they literally took his filibuster idea from Parks and Rec and made that the Book of Boba Fett opening.
Oh my God.
You know what we're talking about. We're talking about the you know.
It's a filibuster episode of Parks and Rec, and it is the best thing ever. And how he starts it is, we start two sons.
Of Tatooine. We pan down. The armored glove of Boba Fett rises from the sand, grabs onto the Sarlacc
pit. Got credited as a writer. Yeah. I love Patton Oswalt. Like, he is amazing.
I'm not a huge Star Wars guy, so I haven't seen Mandalorian. Oh, I haven't seen Book of Boba Fett. But like,
have you seen Mandalorian?
Because everybody tells me it's really good. And there's only two seasons of it. Like, I'm a binger, and so I like to binge. And so I'm like...
I thought they had for some reason.
So I've kind of just, like, saved that one to put on the back burner to, like, kind of watch all at once. And it's like, that way I don't have to wait for another season. Because it seems like seasons are taking a long time on Disney Plus right now.
You should do it and then go into Visions.
You do love Visions.
Because Visions was fucking amazing.
If
you haven't watched Star Wars Visions, go watch Star Wars Visions. Yeah. Why not? Because it's anime. Oh, really?
She likes this Twitch stuff because she's getting really pissed at people and like she's giving you the look. So, okay. So we talked about our movies. We've done our own mentions. I think we did. We talked about most movies that we should have talked about. Like I don't think we missed anything.
Yeah, we don't need to talk more about Spider-Man.
We even talked about Nick Cage, folks. So. we don't need to talk about Spider-Man.
I know that you didn't. I made a list of my TV shows.
You had a lot. Like,
not even all of them.
I think if I did something. I mean, it was a it's another pandemic here, folks. Yep. Which we're getting. It's becoming endemic here. So
and I have no life, so it's fine.
We do this. We do a lot of stuff, so we're busy. But obviously, 2022. I don't know. Did we get spoiled? Like, was 2021 full? Because, we
spoiled.
We got 2 years of movies in 1 year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff got pushed back. Like, and there's a couple of 2021 movies that got John Wick got pushed back, and so there's gonna be a couple things that she's very sad because it's supposed to be on her birthday.
Mm-hmm. We have movies coming out that will be good. Quite a few movies are going to be good, actually. I think that we're going to start out not great with, Morbius, which is whatever.
Well, that's April now, so.
I know. Yeah, God. Yeah. But then we have, let's see here.
Morbius with Andrew Garfield, maybe.
The Batman.
The Batman. That's end of January? That's close, right?
Yeah.
I'm
very excited.
That's another reason that Morbius probably got, they're like, we're not going to be able to compete with Batman. Like, mm-hmm. We want to be able to. But, I mean, you guys aren't going to compete with a lot of movies anyway. I'm such a Mike Morbius at your service.
I think Scream comes out this month,
Oh, my gosh. Scream comes out in, 10 days, actually.
Is it next week?
Than 10. Yeah, Scream's coming out.
We're going to go see Scream next week. Are. Oh, my God. I didn't realize it was so soon.
Yeah, Scream's coming out. Because my friend, I mean, by proxy, your friend, Brett, has been posting countdowns, and that's how I know. Yeah, he's like 8 days left, guys. I was like,
that was coming out next week. Okay, Scream for sure. Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better about beginning of movies. Obviously, one of the ones I'm very excited for is Spider-Man.
That's the Spider-Verse. End of the year, though.
I don't care. They did the same. If I'm. What they're going to do is what they did in 2018, which I wish so much they could have started with how they did in 2018 they started with Black Panther and they ended with Spider-Man. I wish they could have started with Black Panther and ended with Spider-Man, but
Black Panther will never be on the screen. Apparently.
I know still have it set for 2022. Also Wakanda,
but they delayed it. So
I know, but that's my thing. I was like, it's still set for the end of 2022. That's why I was like, weird.
Good luck.
Thor, Love and Thunder, yeah. Aquaman 2.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, like him.
Jurassic World, Jeff Goldblum.
Will he be in it more than two minutes?
They even said that he is. And I was like, first of all, If it's not, I'll be very
upset. I wonder if he was always like, so like, you know, a high hippie and we just didn't know it. And
yeah.
Like now I'm like, he's just.
Oh, totally. Yeah, he's
so chill.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, maybe we should make that a vacation. Just go to his jazz bar that he invited us to.
Oh my God. Yes.
In San Fran, that probably costs like $400 a night.
I don't care. I want to go. Now it's in my head. Nope. Nope. It's Jordan Peele's new movie.
We'll see. He's 1 for 2.
Yeah.
Yep. Like when he was 1 for 1, we were like, yeah, whatever. And I was like, oh boy, he went 1 for 2.
Mario comes out this year.
Chris Pratt, baby? Mm. Mario.
Oh, Avatar 2.
Not the Airbender.
The blue people.
Yeah.
Let's see what other ones. There's some that I'm just like, ooh, wait, I thought that already came out. Jackass.
Nope. That one's,
Jackass Forever.
Speaking of which, Johnny Knoxville has entered the Royal Rumble. So.
Oh, I did see that because, yeah, Dexter wanted to watch it. And I was like, oh, it's Johnny Knoxville.
It's the Royal Rumble. Like, they just get celebrities to do fun stuff. So
it's fine. Yeah, there's kind of like some weird movies, but I guess we'll see what happens. Oh, there's a... Nope.
Okay.
Just looking at movies now.
Yeah. As you look at the movies, and I want you to think of this question, and I think I know your answer already, but excluding Black Cat, excluding Silk, is there a Spider-Man villain that you kind of want to see a movie about? Because they've done Venom, they've done Morbius. Is there somebody else in that?
Villain?
Well, because like that, because Morbius... These guys were villain turned allies for a little bit. Like, they're anti-heroes. So is there another anti-hero out there? Because I guess that's why they're doing Kraven, because they're doing anti-hero. Like, they're leaning very heavily in the anti-hero department.
Kraven will be interesting because it's the same dude that did Quicksilver. So we'll see how that goes.
The MCU Quicksilver.
That's what I'm like.
Tyler Johnson Andrews, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Aaron. Aaron Tyler Johnson.
Yes. Aaron.
Yeah, I had to remember from our last podcast when you said Aaron. I was like, oh wait, no, it's Aaron.
Yeah, that will be interesting. I mean, I think I said in the last one, I still don't understand why they haven't done Fisk in Spider-Man, because that was my go-to at all times. But
we'll see who owns this.
If Vincent D'Onofrio,
Fisk, let's see who owns that.
Goes back to Daredevil Fisk, then I'm all for it.
Maybe we'll have Daredevil 4. Let's see.
If it's the Fisk that I got.
Oh my God! What if they announced a Charlie Cox Daredevil movie in like 2024?
So
we're almost done. We'll get through this.
Boom, boom, boom. There we go. I keep seeing like the red team, like joke posters, fan made posters.
Oh.
So Spider-Man, Deadpool, Daredevil, which I was like, yes, please, for the love of God, put
the
Deadpool and Daredevil together, because all the blind jokes that he would make would be absolutely awful, but teases. So funny.
People keep thinking, oh, we're going to see Deadpool in multiverse. We're going to see Deadpool and Spider-Man.
I wanted to just see like a glimpse of like, I don't know, like a little stuff, something in there, but it's fine.
So, we they haven't really announced any new movies besides the ones they've done. So let's, maybe this next New York or San Diego Comic-Con.
Well, they're still doing Deadpool 3.
Right.
And it's still going to be rated R.
I'm just hoping to... Oh, nice. I'm just hoping that they kind of like do what they did when they announced Shang-Chi, Blade, all these ones. Like, let's do another one of those, guys.
Yeah, I want to do one of those.
Let's do another one of those. Let's see some more some stuff here, guys. So
give me Blade.
Yeah, because I'm...
want Blade. When the fuck is Blade coming out?
Charlie Cox is going to look like Charlie Cox forever. Let's do these guys while they're still in the prime, guys. So
yeah, that's my thing. I was like... I think I was more excited because... When we went and saw the movie, we already knew that the other Spider-Men were in it, essentially. Like, we had that feeling, you know?
Yes.
But I was like,
I mean, it was a 99% chance for that.
Yeah. And even with, like, Kevin Feige being like, well, if Daredevil's in it, if ever in it, it's going to be Charlie Cox. I still had, like... Oh, he really might not be in it, and it might just be like fucking the Mephisto thing.
That one threw my radar, going, oh, there's 90% chance. It was either going to be in Spider-Man or She-Hulk. That's what I was like.
He's going to be in She-Hulk.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
Because that was confirmed after.
I was like, he's coming in something very soon here. So.
I was really happy, and I think I was more excited for him when he was on screen than when I was for the Spider-Man, even though, like, it was still very cool to see them. And I was right about Andrew being first.
Yes, she was right.
I was like, Andrew's first? Yep. It's Andrew.
Seeing the movie the third time, did you see what I saw in the ending? Or are you still thinking that he was, like, we were talking about Tom Holland and, like, when the note and everything he had.
He put it in his pocket at the end of it.
Yeah, like, well, see, so when I was watching it, like, again, I just, like, when he sees the cut and everything, like, just, I could see
in his eyes. He put it in after that.
Yeah,
like, the pocket.
Yeah, like, that's when he decided he wasn't going to read from it, is what I got from it, so.
Yeah, but we don't know exactly what was on there.
Right, no, but I mean,
you could tell that he wasn't going to from, like, I still could tell, like, he wasn't going to. He just wanted to make sure that they were okay.
Yeah, so for me, it's still, I was like, okay,
I think he was going to try and, like, be their friend or something, or get to know them or something. But at the same time, I'm like, with them going to MIT, that's in Boston. He's still in New York, so.
I always we're not going to talk about Spider-Man, and I keep coming back to it.
My whole, I think I said it in the last one, was like, my issue was when they were getting their letters. I was like, you mean to tell me that these three kids that are really, really smart got these little tiny letters, and they think that they might be acceptance letters? Send you a packet. I didn't even go to college, and I know that.
It's also the Peter who was like, oh, I can talk to admissions. You know, like, I'm this.
Yeah, but, like, the little ones, you would get a packet. That's one of the things that they were just like.
I think Hope does a lot of things, right? Like you're just like, oh, you know, maybe it's just, I don't know. You know, like,
it, I mean, just was weird. Because even if you're waitlisted, I think they send you, like, a packet saying, like, hey, you've been waitlisted. Yeah. I mean, which I still don't understand how that works.
It's Schrodinger's cat, right? Like, you, like, even if you think it might be bad news, you don't know it's bad news until you open it. Like, even if, like, you're like 99% sure that the Spider-Man's not going to be in it, there's still that little bit of chance that you're not going to be in it. So, yeah. Anyway, so we're, you know, again, we're in a pandemic / endemic, and
end of the world, damn it.
I really do like going to movie theaters, and so this is always fun for us. We watch a lot of movies together. We have a lot of fun doing it, and, you know, then we come up here and we talk about them.
I feel like I need to send you my list so that you can watch some of the ones that came out.
Yeah. I'm not an extreme movie guy, so.
What did I say jokingly before when I was reading you my list? I was like, have you seen this one? And you're like, no.
Oh,
it's
Oh,
so what you're telling me is that most of the movies that you didn't watch have either a person of color as a lead or a female.
Yeah.
You're racist and sexist.
Which is weird because also, like, I should like watching movies more at home because, like, I watched Encanto again. Which is, like, I threw it on one night because I'm like, oh, you know, I had nothing else to watch. And instead of watching something new, I just went back to something I knew. But I watched it with subtitles. And I was telling you this, like, I need more subtitles in my movies because I have a hard time, like, hearing what they all say and hearing it correctly, because so it's the song at the end, All of You, and when Dolores is, like, you know, talking, like, she's like, you talk so loud and your mom's so proud, I always thought she said, you knit before you go to sleep, something like that, and it's something about poetry.
Yeah, you write poetry.
I always thought you knit before you go to sleep.
You write poetry.
I had sang it. You knit before you go to sleep the whole time for over a month. I'm like, oh, poetry makes a lot more sense. Like, why would she hear him knitting? Why would he be knitting? All right, that's a weird character choice. That was a weird character choice. Poetry makes more sense because he's bleeding. He wears his heart to sleep, bleeding, has a lot to love. I'm like, poetry makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
So I need to watch it with more subtitles. So maybe I need to watch more movies at home, I guess. Yeah. The problem is that, like, it's not an activity to stay home and watch a movie. Even if I can watch with other people, like, it's all right. But just going to the it's like something to do with you, with my brother, with other people. I'm like, it's an activity.
And,
like,
yeah, that's, you know, what I'm saying. So. It's like you and your brother can watch movies,
right? And then we sometimes do, we sometimes don't. So, but and because, like, I'm on also a different schedule than almost everybody else. So, it's pretty shitty that way. But okay, well, we should probably end. It's almost an hour and a half. So. Yes. We go along here. you can follow Lele at Lele_Renee on the Twitter, at Lele All Day on Instagram, at Lele underscore All Day on TikTok. She's making more TikToks, folks, so go and watch. She has a Tinder one up.
One was really funny. That was old.
All the thirsty men are...
That's old. Just don't. Let's not. I don't know.
She did one recently, which I guess I kind of understood, but like, man, I was like, I don't get it, but I kind of get it.
What?
Which no, one? Your ex-boyfriend one. I was like, you made the face. I was like, yep, that face right there.
I meant the one whose name we do not speak.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that guy.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Speaking of, though, shout out to Kevin and Luis and Chris. These are people that are at Longhorn. So,
I just got the best news ever because I was looking at movies. Bob's Burgers movie comes out on my birthday.
Bob's Burger movie.
I got Bob's Burgers. It makes up for John Wick.
Birthday weekend, Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, so shout out to those guys for listening. Eric from Spider Closet Land. Eric, who. My old roommate, our old roommate.
I was gonna say, I was like, that Eric?
Yeah, there's a different Eric. So I'm like, I don't know, you shout out somebody. Stabler, we always shout out Stabler. So
hi, Stabler.
Grant listens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we'll try to get Nate to listen if you know, he's late night at work, but he might be working right now while we're recording. So
he might be, yeah.
Join our Twitch stream. yeah, so let's go watch more movies. I think we'll probably do something Scream wise. Maybe we'll do a horror theme, but our next one probably is going to be MCU wise. Or we can
Scream, dude.
We can keep that one down the road because it's always gonna be relevant. Yeah. MCU movies.
Yeah.
Scream. And the reason why I didn't put the phase, people were like, oh, you didn't let us do phase one. Like, there's a reason, because I want to have like at least a year of those movies being out before I try to rank them in the top 20, whatever. So
yeah. Scream.
Right. Yeah. So Grant said he'll come on with us, talk MCU movies and stuff. So yeah. So
cool.
Scream.
I'm so excited.
Hey, hello.
I didn't realize that was next week.
Hello, Sydney.
I'm like,
what's your favorite scary movie?
Who do you think is going to be? Just kidding. We'll talk about.
The thing is, like,
we'll talk about it next week.
I don't know who the new characters are. So
they're all young people. Yeah, they're all connected to the old people that died.
Yeah. So like the person that was, I mean, I was able to guess it last movie, like probably right before the third act started. I bet it's whoever is it, Jill Roberts, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I bet it's Jill Roberts' character. I bet it's Kirby.
In this one?
Yeah. Listen, why not?
You don't think it's going to be one of the kids?
Yeah, just make it Kirby. Like him, hey, you know, she got stabbed last time and
I want, you
know, make it a revenge tour.
I want so, so badly just like a little hint of Billy. Just like, as a haunting figure to her or something. I just want him in it somehow, some way. Just like she sees him. I don't know. It's like a haunting figure.
How about Jamie Kennedy?
Trauma. That'd be fine.
Some related to Jamie Kennedy.
That'd be fine.
Like, my dad saved your lives in the first...
If whatever. They have, like, some joke about, like, Scooby-Doo or something, that'd be a bonus.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
Matthew Lillard, Easter egg.
Oh, he's definitely going to be in it. He keeps on saying that he's not, and I'm like, okay, but okay. Andrew Garfield.
Okay, Andrew, you're not the werewolf, we get it.
Yeah, I'm like, you guys are really bad at this.
Hey, you know.
You guys are professional actors. Hey. You should be good at lying.
Hey, I mean, it puts enough doubt in your head to like, they're not going to do it.
I think Matthew Lillard's going to be in it. I think the killer is going to be him and whoever his kid is. Or nephew or niece, whatever it is.
Or his dog.
Cujo.
All right.
Shaggy.
Say goodbye, Lonnie.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye, Geek Goddess. We'll see you guys later. Peace.
Ooh.
Microphone. Oh, see, let me move it.
Euphoria and Attack on Titan come back on Sunday, and I'm really excited.
Attack on Euphoria. There we go.